I'm Ruth Bliss of Mission Network News. Niger is plagued with famine and the threat of instability. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says the situation is a perfect backdrop for a partnership with the Evangelical Church of the Republic of Niger. They're buying time on local radio stations with the goal of expanding outreach via a new recording studio that Words of Hope helped launch.
This new digital facility contains two separate recording studios. There are already two people in place who are recording programs. The target date for launching broadcasts is the month of September, and at that time, a number of stations will be airing these programs 5 days a week.
Next, according to sources from both Forum 18 and Voice of the Martyrs Canada, churches are reeling under new restrictions in Belarus. A leader with the New Generation Church Council is facing a fine for organizing a Bible study group within the registered church, but the government calls the group unauthorized and shut it down. The same church is also unable to get a place to worship, so pray that the Lord would open doors for these believers to be able to practice their faith. And child sponsorship is more than just providing a meal, clothing, and education for a child. It's about equipping nationals to share the gospel. That's what Compassion Sunday in the United States is all about. Compassion International's Regina Hopewell.
Compassion Sunday is a day that we set aside each year so that people can spread the word and make people more aware in churches across the nation. The hope is that people will want to respond and take action, and so we provide the opportunity for people to be linked with a child through sponsorship.
The programs are run through local churches, and as kids come to Christ, your investment goes beyond the children into kingdom building. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, which is missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.